was feeling blue, she said, I need something exciting to do. The community pool? Now there's an idea. I haven't been swimming in over a year. Then she thought of something that made her heart skip. A high diving board, the ultimate trip. That's it, she shouted. We're off for a dive. And she grabbed the dog and did a high five as she dashed for the door with a lively lunge. Prepare yourself, Pooch, we're taking the plunge. When Grandma McGarvey arrived at the pool, in a sumptuous sun hat to keep herself cool, she leapt from the car and unloaded the boot, flippers and goggles, a smart bathing suit. I think we have all that we need, she said, as she galloped across to the changing shed. When Grandma McGarvey came back outside, she raced round the pool, all glistening and wide, heading straight for the diving board, high in the air. Then, ignoring the crowd who were starting to stare, she made her way up to the highest ledge and perched at the top with her toes on the edge. Then she took a deep breath and let herself drop and hit the pool hard with a huge belly flop. When Grandma McGarvey had swum to the side, she said, Well, at least I can say that I tried. But high diving's hardly the ultimate trip. That wasn't much more than a Sunday dip. So Grandma McGarvey drove back into town. Her heart was heavy. Her spirits were down. I'll have to accept, she said with a sigh, that life is simply passing me by. But as she rounded a perilous ridge, she noticed a gathering up on the bridge. People were laughing and clapping their hands as they fastened their feet to long rubber bands. Then she felt her heart beginning to pump. Of course, she shouted, a bungee jump. So she screeched to a stop and started to run up onto the bridge to join in the fun. When Grandma McGarvey explained her plan to a rather surprised-looking bungee jump man, he said, I must tell you, I'm not very sure. We've never had anyone your age before. Well, Grandma McGarvey stood up very straight. Then we'd better get started before it's too late, she snapped as she glanced at the valley below. Just fasten me up. I'm ready to go. When Grandma McGarvey leapt into space, she felt the whoosh of the wind in her face, and her hair flew about like dandelion seed as she plummeted headlong with gathering speed. Then a gaggle of gulls flew over to stare, and one of them laid an egg in her hair. Out of my way, shouted Grandma with glee. Not even Batman is faster than me. But as she began to build up pace, her glasses flew off and went spinning in space, and she had to close her mouth with a clout to stop her false teeth from rattling about, and the blood began rushing fast to her head, and Grandma thought she must surely be dead, or at least her hair had been plucked from its roots, when she felt the tug of the bands on her boots, and just as the river loomed up from below, she jerked to a halt, then swung to and fro, bobbing about like a cork in the bath. Then Grandma McGarvey started to laugh. I did it, she shouted. I'm free as you please, a high-flying grandma shooting the breeze. When Grandma McGarvey was winched to the bridge, she saw a big crowd all over the ridge, and the bungee jump man was mopping his brow. Oh, there, there, she soothed. It's all over now. And he leapt to his feet and gave her a hug. There was nothing to it, she said with a shrug. Then they gave her a T-shirt in just the right size, which said, Grandma McGarvey, Queen of the Skies.